Well, good morning. 613 Brock Hunter.
Foot long. Who wants a foot long?
Look, man, I bathe and groom these animals myself, and I stand by my work.
Real quick, can I tell my foot long story?
Absolutely.
So there was one day I was with the wife and I'm looking at her and I'm like, it was a Saturday, by the way. And I look at her, we wake up and I'm like, I'm going to get a foot long today. She started laughing. I'm like, I don't mean it like that. I'm going to eat a foot long today. And I don't know where, because I don't know who sells them, but I'm going to find it. And there was this one little store off the side of Red Arrow Highway. Said it right there on the sign, foot longs. Yes. Pull over, dude. We waited like 25 minutes for this food, for some hot dogs for some reason. She comes out and she's like, hey, I got you a foot long. But they're two separate hot dogs. They're two separate 6 inches.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same.
You take them back. No, I ate them. But, dude, it was depressing. It wasn't the same. They got to connect. The bun and the meat has to connect.
I'm right there with you, Hunter. Even if it was a foot-long bun with two separate 6-inch hot dogs, still not the same. It's going to taste different. It's going to taste different.
Everything's got to connect.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the foot-long, and that's why it's hard to get.
Yeah.
Can't advertise a foot-long with two 6-inchers.
You know, they could have just, did what I call docking, and that's when the two tips touch together, and you kind of get the one tip under the skin of the other tip, so you can imagine it. All right,
ladies, so this is a good analogy. All right, we're on a dating hookup site, and I say I got a foot long, and she's all excited, right? And I show up, and it's Brock and I. She's like, "What's going on?"
We'd still be a few inches short.
Our two wieners combined is a foot long. It's not the same. Is that a good analogy? Is that kind of good?
We might need like two other guys. I don't know if we'd be quite there. But...
right, we do. Like
well, I'm sorry you had to go through that, Hunter. That is just terrible. Devastating. I'm surprised you kept going with life after that, because I don't know, man. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Not a foot long. These are two hot dogs. Need to change the sign.
2 6-inches. Who wants 2 6-inches? Not the same. I love that story. Every time you tell me that story, it cracks me.
Ruined my Saturday.
Damn, it's terrible. You woke up wanting a foot long. Mm-hmm. Anyway, now that we've had that musing done, we got to get to your WTF of the day for 6 a.m.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So 2 weeks ago, a masked robber in Jersey City, New Jersey, robbed a small neighborhood market that's run by a 77-year-old owner and his wife. He got away with $10 worth of cigars. A big score. Big score.
Big, big, big score.
The same masked man came back 5 days later and got away with $20. The next day, he returned a third time and got $180. In the two of the robberies, the 77-year-old man was assaulted, and the third one, the robber roughed up his wife. So he got more and more aggressive as the robberies took place.
Why did they do anything the third time?
It gets better, Hunter. Three times in 6 days. But when he came back for a fourth robbery last Friday, the police were waiting for him. An off-duty cop had been keeping an eye on the store, and when the robber jumped behind the counter, he sprang into action. The robber was identified as 34-year-old Travis Neely. He was arrested and charged with 4 counts of strong-armed robbery and 1 count of resisting arrest. He also appeared to be under the influence of drugs. You think?
Dude, what are you doing? Can't just keep going back to the... First off, just don't steal anything.
Yeah. Especially don't rough up an old man and his wife, all right? Good God.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you're dumb enough to go back to a place where you just got 20 cigars the first time and no cash...
Yeah.
What are you doing? It doesn't surprise me that this guy went back 4 times.
He's lucky that on that second or third time, the shop owner was like, oh, yeah, I got a gun now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bullet in the chest.
Yeah. Getting arrested was probably the best option that could have happened for this guy on the fourth robbery. So,
should have set up like a bear trap or something. Make it interesting.
Ah, damn it.
Gotcha. A bear trap?
Where'd you find a bear trap?
Well, looks like buddy.
I'm not the only one who found it. How's that leg that's been severed off by a bear trap? All right. There you go. That's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.